Monday, October 20, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shona Kola. Making headlines today. South Africa's former Defence Minister, Masiwa Lekota, has announced that a breakaway political party will be launched. Speaking at a rally in Bloemfontein, Lekota said that the new party would be established at a national congress to be held on November 2nd. The move is likely to raise further tensions between Lekota's breakaway group and the African National Congress, which has ruled since the end of apartheid in 1994. Cameroon's security forces repulsed an attack by pirates in waters off the Bakassi Peninsula, bordering Nigeria, at the weekend. An armed group says it is fighting for compensation for Nigerian settlers in Bakassi, forced to leave the peninsula when it was handed back to Cameroon in August. The attack occurred a week after the two countries agreed to work together to protect their land and sea border from raids by militants and pirates. U.S. Democrat Barack Obama won the support of former Republican Secretary of State Colin Powell on Sunday. Powell said either candidate would make a good president, but he was critical of John McCain's uncertainty on how to deal with the economic crisis. Powell's backing of Obama could give a boost to the foreign policy and national security credentials of the first-term Illinois senator. Also making headlines, a regional summit seeks a breakthrough in Zimbabwe talks, gunmen kill a South African aid worker in the Afghan capital, and the popularity of Australia's Prime Minister soars after economic stimulus. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit polity.org.za.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.